Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Maylee Ruggles. She's a senior swimmer with the NCMP Aqua Girls from Pella High School who qualified for state now for the fourth time in her career. First of all, Maylee, congratulations. What does it mean to be going back to state and to be recognized among Iowa's best?
Yeah, so having already swim with some of these people in USA Swimming or even in Pella, like Hannah Netter, for example, who was top five in the state last year, it's just an honor knowing that I'm going to end my last season among the best, and we're going to call it one of the books. It's just going to go in the book.
Yeah, and it will. Obviously, this year has been really special for the Aqua Girls, too. You graduated a huge senior class from last year, and this year won the majority of your meets, a conference champion for the Little Hawkeye Conference, which is obviously a very tough one, and you've beat teams that you haven't beat. Obviously, this year the Pella balance is a little bit smaller. It's just a handful of you, but what has that been like this year to be part of a team that's been one of the most successful in the program's history?
It's kind of interesting because when you're a freshman, you're still kind of trying to learn how to do the things. Sophomore, you're like, hey, I got that little bit more of experience. Junior year, you finally understand what you're doing. And then senior year, you realize, wow, like, was everything always like this the way it was? So it's just kind of interesting knowing that even though we got smaller in size, we can still do things that others would think is impossible, in a sense.
Well, and obviously, you know, this is one of those things where it's a long season and you've been a part of the team now for four full years. In terms of swimming at Pella, obviously, you know, you can only grow how much you grow because you're traveling to Newton every day. And you and I have talked about that now for 3 years in a row. But what has that been like for you to expand friendships that otherwise wouldn't be possible when we talk about impossible? Newton's a conference rival in every other sport or activity. And what has it been like for you to be able to try and help Pella swimming grow, even though you're not based here in town?
Yeah, so I have friends that have swam with me for 6 years that are on the Newton team with me now. So being able to continue those friendships is also amazing. But as the years progress, you know, more and more kids come in, and I've been able to expand out to like freshmen who only joined the season for this year. But it was such an honor meeting them and getting to know their life and their family. And actually, I go to some of their football games just to kind of cheer them on, even though we are rivals considered. Yeah, so it's pretty nice. And we just keep advocating here. Like, it is a time commitment, but if you're dedicated to the sport, then everything becomes easier.
Well, and you have a chance coming up again. You'll be at the Marshalltown YMCA this weekend, and you'll get a chance to compete in one relay with the NCMP Aqua Girls, I think seeded 13th or 14th coming in. What are your goals and expectations? I know some years you've qualified in multiple events, some years you've qualified for one. What does this singular focus event mean for you, and how do you kind of hope to end your career up in Marshalltown?
Yeah, I'm in one relay, and obviously, last year I made a single event, so it was kind of interesting going into this year, like, okay, well, now I have more time to focus on other things. And that's what I've been kind of looking at it as, like, not that I wasn't good enough to qualify in single events or more events, but that I was good enough to qualify in this other event. So I've been kind of looking at that and kind of trying to break down my stroke, my technique, things like that, just to get a little bit faster. And honestly, my goal isn't the time on the screen. It's more or less making my other teammates proud, finishing a faster time in general with like the whole group. And if we can place top 10, that would be amazing. I don't think we've ever done that before.
Well, it should be a lot of fun coming up again in Marshalltown at the YMCA. Maylee Ruggles, a senior at Pella High School, joining us here discussing the end of her swimming career. Maylee, it's been good to get to know you over the past 4 years and to have you featured each of these seasons. All the best to you, and look forward to the next time we talk.
Thank you.